This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we will be featuring a healthy and delicious recipe from our friends at Go Healthy for Good. Faith for Today will join us to share a devotional thought and a special musical feature.
Don't miss it. Good morning and welcome to Wake Up With Hope. We are so glad you're waking up with us here this morning and that you have chosen to join us.
Yes, we are. Good morning. It's a lovely November morning and today is National Take a Hike Day.
Take a Hike Day.
Yeah.
Not that kind of take a hike, but
no, like
an actual hike.
A walking hike.
Yeah.
Yes. This day seeks to promote hiking and encourages people to find a trail and explore the great outdoors. Hiking has so many health benefits, such as lowering the risk of heart disease, improving blood pressure and blood sugar levels. So get out there and enjoy some fresh air and take a nice walk.
All right. Sounds like an excellent plan.
Yes.
You know, our program today is sure to be a blessing to you. Aside from the devotional thought, we're going to have doctor's orders and more. But first, let's have a look back at this day in history.
On this day in history, in 1968, on November 17, the Oakland Raiders scored 2 touchdowns in 9 seconds to beat the New York Jets, and no one sees it. Because they're watching the movie Heidi instead. With just 65 seconds left to play, NBC switched off the game in favor of its previously scheduled programming, a made-for-TV version of the children's story about a young girl and her grandfather in the Alps. Viewers were outraged, and they complained so vociferously that network execs learned a lesson they'll never forget. Whatever you do, one said, you better not leave an NFL football game. Yikes, can you imagine? Have you ever felt like your greatest accomplishments, successes, and achievements have been overlooked by the important people in your life? Is it easier for people to point out your failures? Sometimes, sadly, we can see that that has been true.
You know, sometimes people don't see or recognize our fullest potential, and it's difficult for them to see the good happening in our life. But take heart, friend. There's one who doesn't skip a beat in seeing you. God, our wonderful Creator, sees your incredible potential. He sees how much you try and the accomplishments you've made, even the small ones, the things that no one else notices. He does. And today we encourage you to dwell on the amazing thought that you are not invisible to God. Oh, friends, He sees you and loves you as if there were no other else in the world to love. It's a fact. So embrace it.
Amen. Mushrooms have a plethora of health benefits, including helping to decrease the risk of cancer, lower sodium intake, promote lower cholesterol, protect brain health, provide a source of vitamin D, stimulate a healthier gut, and support a healthy immune system.
That's a lot of benefits.
I did not know they had so many benefits. So this morning, Melissa Archer from Go Healthy for Good brings us a healthy and delicious recipe of mushrooms and leeks risotto.
I want to show you how to make an amazingly easy risotto. So what we need to do first is we're going to make a cashew cream sauce. Need some water, some cashews. I've actually soaked these cashews, a little bit of Celtic salt, and some soy sauce, just to bump up the flavor. The soy sauce is just a really nice, strong flavor. Put the lid on and blend. We'll leave that for now. Let's move on to making our risotto. So you can do this in a regular fry pan. I'm just doing it in a large non-stick electric fry pan for today. First of all, we need some leek. So we'll just take that little end off and we're going to cut it fairly finely. With a little bit of olive oil, extra virgin, cold pressed. It's the best one by far. And now we're going to put in our leeks. A Better turn it up a little bit. Spread that round. And just while we're waiting for that to heat up, I'm going to just chop some fresh thyme. And really all I'm looking to do is just to take out the hardest, woodiest little bits. Don't worry if you've still got a few little strands there, that's okay. So we're just going to chop that. We'll put that in soon. We're going to add 3 cloves of garlic that have been crushed. Pop those in there with the leek. I love the smell of garlic cooking. It's so amazing. Such a great smell. Now we're going to put in 500 grams of sliced mushrooms. And stir those around. And now we're just going to add the thyme, the chopped thyme. Stir it through. Secret ingredient for this recipe is lemon. Lemon zest and juice. So we're just going to zest straight into the fry pan. And now we're just going to add the juice as well. Now all those juices will help the mushrooms to cook down quickly, and we're going to put a lid on very soon. Quick stir. Lid on. So our mushrooms have sweated down really nicely. They're looking beautiful. And what I'm going to do before I add any other ingredients is I'm actually just going to take some of those mushrooms and I'm just going to reserve them for later on, just for some garnish. Okay, so let's grab our white sauce. Lots of fiber and protein in there from our cashews. We're just gonna pour that in on top of our mushrooms. Okay, so we've got our cashew sauce in on top of there. And we're just going to stir that through. Cashews actually thicken really quickly with heat. So it did look rather watery before when we had it over in our blender. But once we get heat to it, it starts to thicken really beautifully and it smells amazing. So we're going to add some steamed basmati rice, 2 cups of steamed basmati rice. So we just pour that in and stir it through. And once all of the rice is coated in the mushroom and leek sauce, we're finished, done. How simple was that? Now all that's left to do is to grab a bowl, put some risotto in our bowl, a few of our reserved mushrooms, a little bit of lemon zest, and some thyme leaves. Done. That was pretty quick, very simple, and I promise you, people will love it and you will not be stressed out at all. It's a very easy recipe.
Friends, family, we are delighted to spend time with you this morning. Coming up, we will have a special music feature, and later, Faith for Today will join us to share a powerful devotional. In the meantime, be sure you check out our YouTube channel. Simply search for Wake Up with Hope and keep up with each one of our episodes. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, where we desire to help others experience the hope and love Jesus gives.
This morning on Wake Up with Hope, we have a special musical feature led by Christian Paul that is dedicated to our international audience. We hope you enjoy it and sing along with What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Jesus, Celebration Day.
Friends, don't go anywhere. When we return, Faith for Today is bringing us a powerful devotional thought. We'll be right back. But first, we have Doctor's Orders up next.
Oh no, gasoline has gone up again.
Again? This'll work.
Hey, what are you doing putting water in the car?
Well, you were saying that gasoline's so expensive, yeah. And I agree. And so I just thought, you know, it's free at the station. We can just use water.
Well, that will never work. It's not flammable. It'll kill the engine. It just won't work. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, okay. Well, then we'll press the diesel button.
Diesel? That won't work either.
But it's cheaper.
Yeah.
And it runs trucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it's flammable.
Yeah.
Well, if it runs a big old truck, surely it'll run a little old car like mine.
Yeah, but this car was designed to run on gasoline, not diesel, not water. It'll never work.
Oh, well, that's exactly my point. This is what we were designed to run on. This is the right fuel, but many people think that they can run their bodies on this fuel.
And this kind of fuel clogs up our bodies just like the wrong fuel clogs up our cars.
And the thing about this fuel is, it's not just an engine that we're clogging up, which can be replaced. We clog our bodies, causing pain, suffering, and premature death.
And not only that, this fuel tastes a lot better than that fuel.
Well, I better put this where it belongs.
You better.
Now, eat the right fuel. Doctor's orders.
I'll link to that.
Welcome back to Wake Up With Hope. We're so happy you're here this morning.
It's now time for our devotional thought. This morning, it will be brought to us by Faith for Today. Now, I had climbed on the outside of countless trees when I was a child, but I had no idea that one day I would be able to climb about 65 feet within a tree trunk. I was hiking in the rainforest of North Queensland, Australia, along with Nick Cross, an Aussie and a good friend, who wanted to show me a tree that most people had never even heard of. It's called a strangler fig tree. But when I saw it with my own eyes, I thought they probably should have called it the alien cocoon tree. It was about 85 to 90 feet tall and about 5 feet wide at the base. Tentacles of wood twisted and interlaced in otherworldly patterns, forming a bizarre hollow tube. On one side of the trunk, there was a space between the tentacles that was large enough to squeeze through and enter the hollow core. So we climbed inside the ever-narrowing trunk. Near the top, where thick branches stretched outward, we squirmed through the triangular openings set on the smooth limbs and began to talk. Of course, I had to know the story behind this strange tree, so I asked Nick to tell me everything he knew about it. He explained that this tree does not begin to grow like most other trees. It doesn't start its life as a seed in the ground. Birds drop strangler fig seeds in the crevices between the branches and the trunk of the tree. The seeds then send out air roots and get their nutrients from the air and from the host tree itself. The air roots grow slowly and wrap around the trunk of the tree as they make their way down to the ground below. Once the air roots reach the soil, they begin growing very rapidly. Vine-like branches weave their way up and down the tree as they soak up the nutrients that the host tree competes for. The strangler fig's branches block out the sunlight, and the host tree can no longer expand because of the tight web surrounding it. In the end, the host tree dies and eventually decays until the only thing left is the hollow shell of the strangler fig. I think they really should have named it the doubt tree because it mimics what happens to so many believers. Our faith in Christ
is very rarely tested by life and death situations where someone points a deadly weapon at us. In many countries around the world, people are persecuted for their faith today. But for the majority of us, we have never had to answer for our faith with a gun to our heads. Instead of a noisy bullet, we are eternally executed with a silent seed. That's all it takes. Satan takes a kernel of doubt and lodges it in the dark crevices of our minds, and slowly but surely, it grows tentacles and wraps its way around our faith until it strangles it to death. Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 6 gives us a clue of where these doubt seeds come from. Jesus was tired and was ready for a home-cooked meal, so he dragged his disciples along the dusty path to his hometown. His mother Mary, in her quiet way, made sure that they were all comfortable. Sabbath came and they went to the synagogue where Jesus began to teach the congregation about the real kingdom of God and how to get there. Many of the townsfolk were amazed that Jesus could speak of heaven as if he had been there. He spoke like an expert and they couldn't figure out why. They asked, "Where did he get all this wisdom and the power to perform such miracles?" Then they scoffed. "He's just a carpenter, the son of Mary and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon, and his sisters live right here among us." They were deeply offended and refused to believe in him. The synagogue was filled with whispered, sarcastic remarks. Many shook their heads like Jesus had just announced that he was an alien from another world. How could Jesus be a prophet, much less the Messiah? They watched him grow up. He was just a guy who made tables and chairs and fixed their squeaky doors and installed their kitchen countertops. He was the quiet handyman. He was the son who walked away and let his father's carpentry business fall apart. And now he comes home and tries telling them that he's on his real father's business now. Are they supposed to believe that he's actually the son of God and not the son of Joseph? That material may work when Jesus is out on tour, but he's home now. His brothers and sisters are right there, and none of them are claiming to be messengers from heaven. Then Jesus told them, "A prophet is honored everywhere, except in his own hometown and among his relatives and his own family. And because of their unbelief, he couldn't do any miracles among them, except to place his hands on a few sick people and heal them." And he was amazed at their unbelief. Doubt is not simply the opposite of faith. Doubt is the antidote to the power of God. It is Jesus's kryptonite. Just like our comic book superhero Superman cannot use his powers in the presence of kryptonite, Jesus surprisingly cannot use his powers when you subject him to your doubts about the power and true identity of Christ. We literally can remove God's power to alter the laws of science. We can stop miracles. This means that doubt is a supernatural spiritual practice as well. When you choose to use faith, you release God to do his will. When you choose to doubt, you release Satan to add another layer of paint on your windows into heaven until it's so thick no light gets through. Your faith, combined with God's power, comprises the two ingredients necessary for miracles. You don't need much to see it working. You just need a pinch, like yeast or a mustard seed. So what exactly is faith? Well, faith is not testing a chair before you sit down. Faith is getting in your car with exactly enough time to drive to work. Faith is that smug confidence that you will not be surprised. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." Faith is the assurance of the inevitable afterlife. It is the certainty of an inescapable future. It is the irrefutable, undeniable acknowledgement of the recognizable actions of an obvious God. It is claiming that the author of the beginning has included you in the final chapter. People who are blind prove to us in very impressive ways that just because something is invisible, it doesn't mean that it's undetectable. The unsighted have learned to take cues from the subtle music of life around them. Where we hear chaos, they skillfully pull out the melody. Blindfold us for an afternoon, and we become a nervous wreck. But amazingly, the blind can walk peacefully among the crowded streets and smile at the sunlight warming their faces. Paul confirmed this way of walking in a dark world when he said, "We live by faith, not by sight." Faith begins when you start to doubt that you are the ruler of your life. This kind of doubt is unavoidable when you open up the Word of God and read as Paul once said, "Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word of Christ." When you hear what Christ has done for you and when you read how he has never let anyone down, anytime, anywhere, how can you sit here and let your doubts win? Let that bring you hope today.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Roy.
And thank you for watching Wake Up With Hope. If you'd like to learn more about our program, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And don't forget to join us tomorrow morning. We will be featuring stories on how Hope Channel is changing lives around the world. We will have a devotional thought by Pastor Mark Finley and so much more.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and would like to learn more about the Bible, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides. Again, that's hope.study.
We've sure enjoyed spending time with you this morning, friends.
We sure have. But before we leave, we got to share with you our daily Bible promise. And today's Bible promise is found in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19.
It says, "Moreover, when God gives someone wealth and possessions and the ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot and be happy in their toil, this is a gift of God."
It's a gift. And while some of us may lack wealth and possessions, we can be sure that Jesus stands ready to bless us in many different ways. We can be sure that his blessings will never fail.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's pray together, friends, as we start this day. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for all that you've done for us. Thank you that you've blessed us beyond our wildest imaginations. Thank you that we can praise you all day long as we step into this new day for what you've done and what you will do in our lives today. We give you everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.